The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 151, The Fall of Rage.
What do you mean it's out of my hands? He's my bounty and I'm taking him in.
You wouldn't have been taking anyone in had we not rescued you.
Rescued? Are you serious? We had things well in hand.
Well in hand? Seriously, Jaffra? When we arrived, you looked to be overwhelmed.
We were merely drawing them into our trap, that's all.
Oh, I see. We interrupted a well-thought-out plan.
Well, I for one was happy to hear you're arriving.
And I certainly didn't mind the shift in odds.
Whatever the case may be, Rada, we tracked him down and he's my prisoner.
My men are very eager to get their hands on him. Zokar owes everyone out there a great deal of monetary units.
Which he cannot pay.
Which is precisely why we want him. We'll make sure that no one else ever falls for his lies. And don't bother telling me that he'll be locked away, because we've heard that story before.
You're wasting your breath, Colonel.
Am I? Looking around, I'd say that the odds were in my favor.
Listen, you two. I'm in no mood for another standoff. I suggest you work something out.
Jaffra, Colonel Rada didn't have to risk the jungle in a firefight to assist us. He could have waited it out and moved in once the dust settled.
What are you two suggesting?
A compromise.
Each of you give a little something, each of you take a little something.
There is quite a reward for his capture.
Hey, that better not affect the 1,000 units you owe me.
And what assurances do we have that you didn't alarm the guards when you went in there?
Well, I heard Zokar tell you that I was a traitor to him.
Yeah, like we believe everything Wi-Fi says?
Yeah, you could have been in on this the whole time.
Hey, I can assure you I wasn't. In fact, I'll help you get access to the storage bunkers outside of town.
The ones with all the black market munitions?
Yes, as long as you keep your promise to set me up on Titan 3.
Interesting. I suppose, Colonel, that you go through a lot of ammunition and weapons fighting off river monsters.
Yes, it's difficult to replenish.
Then there are sufficient munitions at that facility to keep you well stocked for quite a long time.
Oh, wait a minute there, big guy. I don't think headquarters would be receptive to you supplying rage fugitives with weapons and ammo.
Oh, I agree with you 100%.
Then what exactly are you proposing?
Clemency.
Are you serious? You think the IDF would go for something like that?
I do.
I'm with them. I don't think the IDF would ever go for something like that.
You were former rage.
That's different. I'm just one guy. I was just following orders.
We told you before, KL. That excuse doesn't fly at a war crimes tribunal.
Gabby's right. The only reason we're paying you is because you've been very cooperative and you're greatly assisted in capturing one of the leaders of Rage. I'm recommending a total pardon. You just need to stay out of trouble.
Am I hearing you correctly, Jaffra? You're going to pardon all of us and then supply us with weapons?
Without your assistance at the camp, we would never have captured Lister, Lenora, and Mondu.
And Zokar?
I will contact the IDF base at Charlie 3 Paparoska to send a marine detachment to pick up Wi-Fi. I could have them here before sunset. They will then transport him to Boldebar Prison for processing.
What of Colonel Zandu? He still has power here.
We're taking him in. We'll drop him off to the IDF authorities with a full list of charges.
I agree to your terms. We'll turn over Zokar in exchange for full pardons and access to the weapon storage facility.
Just remember, if you violate this agreement...
We'll be back.
There is a small matter left. Brady owes me for this supply haul.
After we secure Zandu, we'll take you to Brady's for a little shopping spree before departing.
Well, would you look at that? I think he's actually smiling.
Standing by.
Portal established. Welcome back to London. Engaging door. You are cleared for egress.
Cleared for egress.
Agent Simon, welcome home. I trust your trip was satisfactory?
As satisfactory as one can be. Where is Penny Packer?
She's on holiday for a few days.
On holiday again? I thought the football season was over.
I beg your pardon, sir?
She tries to never miss a Sheffield game. She's always going on about how the club is the world's first football club.
I wasn't aware of that, sir. I believe she is visiting family.
And Director Cage?
On assignment, sir.
Why all the sirs? And who are you exactly?
Jameson, sir. I'm your new assistant.
Assistant? In all my years with MI6, I've never had an assistant.
Well, I wasn't sure how you would react to the term partner.
Wait a minute, Jameson. Have I landed in an alternative universe? First, no one's here, and the next thing I know, I have a partner. Are you sure this is MI6?
Actually, Agent Simon, I'm IDF. MI6 is my cover.
Perhaps I should go back into the STIP and try this again.
I assure you, sir, you have landed in the right place at the right time.
Why was I not notified about this?
This decision was made while you were still in transit.
I just spoke to Pearman after Sam and I landed at STIP Central. He made no mention of this.
As you well know, you are alone to the Western region. This matter was none of his concern. Now I have been instructed to make sure you are medically cleared for duty and assist you in any way I can for your mission debrief.
I appreciate the offer, Jameson, but I'm quite capable of doing this by myself. Now, if you don't mind, I need to return some equipment to Wilson. Unless he's gone too.
I don't think he ever leaves, sir.
Who's going to conduct my mission debriefing?
I imagine it will be the director.
Oh, you imagine, do you? Then imagine this. I'll be at my favourite restaurant imagining a nice dinner of real food. Call me when he returns.
I imagine I will.
Greeting, Kate.
Barb, it's good to see you again.
You look fantastic.
You mean different.
Different, but still fantastic. Come on, let me take you to this nice outdoor cafe.
Sounds great. But why do I have this clandestine feeling?
You're just as perceptive as ever. You're right, I'm being a little undercover with this, but I have my reasons.
I'm listening.
Even though you've briefly visited headquarters with your father, I want to take advantage of your new look.
Ah, you don't want this face associated with Agent Hawk. Are you wanting me to go undercover?
We haven't decided yet, but having an agent completely changing their looks is something that doesn't happen very often.
Oh, you mean it's not every day that agents get blown up on spaceships?
Hardly. We're pulling you off of your cover job as a Chinese translator.
Really? Then what's my cover at Homeland?
Special Liaison Agent for Domestic Terrorism. You'll act as a go-between for Homeland and local law enforcement.
I'm sorry.
What's so funny?
You're making me what just about every LEO hates. I remember when your people came swooping in and took over the Parks case from me. I hated you guys.
I remember. You came in like you were loaded for bear. Don't worry, we won't have you taking over cases. With your background in local law enforcement, I'm sure you'll know how to approach them when we have to get involved.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
Remember, that's your cover. You'll be spending most of your time in the field with the IDF. The cafe's not far, right up there on the corner. Now tell me about this case you're working on with Barnes. Holiday hasn't completely filled me in yet.
Claire Wilson works for the Maryland State Police. She's the one who processed Barnes' PI application. She came to him saying that she was receiving threatening phone calls concerning some photos she took.
The ones of our STIP units?
Yes. She claims the Annapolis one was for the war memorial, something that she never had taken before, and the other was of the blue police box on Charles Street.
Because
it's a blue police box. Don't you ever watch sci-fi shows?
Oh, that blue police box. So we have her taking pictures of our STIP.
That's what we were thinking. But now we believe it's because of a man in both photos. When the caller arranged a meeting with Claire, he changed the location to where Kelly and I were having lunch. Claire put a tracker in his car so Jim and I could follow him. We determined he was a Hongan.
And the man in the photo?
This is where it gets weird.
You mean weirder.
The guy runs the pawn shop, formerly owned by Joanna Harris and the caller, who calls himself Hank. They both live in Quo's old apartment.
Okay, you just exceeded weird. Where does this case stand now?
Jim visited the shop and was able to lift some prints. Nelson's running them through all of our databases and also the IDFs. We've had no luck on facial recognition with either one of them.
Hi, two please. Well, it sounds like you have your first assignment.
Really? You want me to work Jim's case? I'm not real comfortable with this.
Thank you. I'll start off with some lemon-flavored water. We'll order in a few minutes, okay?
I'll have the same. Thank you.
Why won't you be comfortable? I thought you'd be happy to team up again.
Team up? I know how I felt when Homeland came in and took over my case. I don't want to do that to Jim.
But this time, you are in control. You'll be working this as an IDF agent. We won't get Homeland involved unless it turns out to be some sort of domestic terrorism. Work this case the same way you worked any SIS case before. The only difference is that you will report to me instead of your old precinct.
I also don't want to get in Kelly's way. This is her case, too.
Stress to them that you are there to act as liaison between the Barnes Detective Agency and Homeland Security. Basically, you are making our assets available to them.
Since you don't want me coming in yet, how does this work?
Starting today, you are officially on a 30 days extended convalescent leave. There is an IDF office a block from the pawn shop.
Harris's former pawn shop?
See, it's a little weirder than you thought.
Well, I have another little twist for you. I talked to Kelly last night and she told me that Jim's going to bug the place and transmit the signal to that very same safe house and retransmit the signal back to his office in Annapolis.
Now that's a bonus we didn't see coming. You'll be able to monitor what's going on and ensure Jim gets his signal.
This is getting crazy. Does this place have a wine list?
I never thought I'd be happy to see this place again.
Me neither. I was pretty relieved when the Marine Detachment picked up Wi-Fi. He should be well on his way to Boldabar by now.
Yes, and if everything has gone according to plan, Colonel Zandy will be waiting for us at Brady's.
Oh, he'll be here. I told him that I have important news from Lord Zokar, and it involved the camp at Rada.
And I'm so glad you invited me along. Zandu has been a thorn in our side since the beginning.
Well, why do you put up with him, then?
He's been so involved in helping former Rage members assimilate here that he has a strong following. However, with your arrival and the capture of both Lister and Zokar, it seems that hiding from the IDF now is futile.
That's true, Colonel Rado. Up until now, the IDF has had a blind eye to the suspected Rage stronghold that's here, but now it can't be ignored. Zandu has outlived his value here.
What about Brady? He's been supplying Rage for a long time. He has to be at least an accessory to the fact.
I don't want anything done to him until I get paid.
KL! You're getting 1,000 units for assisting in the capture of Zokar, and you're worried about 100 store credits?
Yeah, I think you've got your priorities confused. Once we arrest Zandu and Brady, you might consider staying here and running the place.
Can you see it? KL's general merchandise. Woo!
I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. Let's take care of our business first. Colonel, are your men fully behind this plan?
They found your offer too good to refuse.
Excellent. Captain Tam, you and Gabby guard the door. Don't let anyone in.
You got it.
All right, let's do this.
KL, what are you doing with these two?
There's been a slight change in plans, Brady.
Colonel Rada, what's this all about?
Where is Zandu?
I'm right here. What's he doing here?
I'm here to arrest you under the authority of the Intergalactic Defense Federation.
The ID Fed? What do they want with us?
Oh, we can start with supplying Rage forces with nuclear weapons, and Zandu, that includes you as the main supplier.
You have no authority here.
I'm a deputized bounty hunter operating under the authority of the IDF. I have the full power to arrest you and shut down your operation.
I don't think that you and your two ladies out there will be able to stand up to the force of rage fighters I have under my control.
Listen to him, Xandu. You may not have as much support as you think.
I'm afraid he's right. If you are counting on my forces, I must inform you that we are no longer in need of your services.
You know, you can't survive out there without my supplies.
That was certainly true yesterday, but today, as they say, is a new day.
You fool! You actually think the IDF is going to leave you alone?
Colonel Rada's men saved us from your renegades. As a reward, I've brokered a deal with the IDF. He and his former Rage members have been given full amnesty, contingent on their behavior from this time forward.
And you believe him? You're more of a fool than I thought you were, Rada.
I'm the fool. Who was supplying our unstable former vice commander with nuclear weapons? Weapons that were going to be used against us if we didn't cooperate.
Brady, Xandu, you are both under arrest for the transport and sale of nuclear weapons to a hostile force. You both will be charged with treason and remanded to the custody of the IDF prison on Baldibar to await trial.
You underestimate the power of Lord Zokar. He will track you down and...
Save it, Xandu. As we speak, the former Lord Zokar is en route to Baldibar. You could discuss this matter with him once all of you are locked up.
You have no grounds to arrest me. I only arrange transportation for Colonel Xandu.
Oh, you're wasting your breath. Brady, look under the front of your counter.
What is this?
It's a listening device, you idiot. They heard everything.
Indeed we did. We have enough to put you both away for a long time. KL, be so kind as to put these bracelets on our guests.
With pleasure.
Don't look so smug, KL. You won't last a week before I seek revenge on you.
Looking forward to it. By the way, Brady, I just want you to know that I'll take good care of the store while you're gone. Forever.
Well, look at this. You're back already. You came back because you just gotta have that prop, right?
Looney Louie. Of course I'm still interested in it, but I brought you a few things.
I see you got a bag full of something. You looking to pawn or sell?
Well, I want to sell. I'm downsizing. I just don't have a lot of free space. By the way, I hate to assume, but are you Louie or is it a chain of shops?
Nope, that's me.
I have to ask, your accent certainly isn't Baltimore.
Now, the fact that you said Baltimore and not Ballimer, I could say the same thing.
Ah, you got me. I'm originally from Boston, but I'm trying to lose the accent.
Hey, I'm from Queens, and sorry, but I'm stuck with my accent.
Now, this could be a problem. I'm a Sox fan.
There's more than one team in New York. Go Mets.
The Patriots?
Jets, Jets, Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Now, if you root against the Rangers, we got a problem.
Not to worry. I really don't follow hockey. Don't follow the Bruins or the Knicks, just baseball and football. Now, look. I got this beautiful 15-day French provincial-style clock. Works great. Chimes on the quarter hour.
Not bad. Not bad. Mind if I look at the markings? This looks like it was made in Chicago. Maybe late 20s. It certainly ain't French.
Well, like I said, French provincial-style.
What else you got in there?
Just this. I know it doesn't look like much.
It's a cartoon rabbit?
Oh, not just any rabbit, but the mascot for Shore Leave Convention. Now, you put this where people can see it, and I guarantee you that if cosplayers come in here, they'll see it right away. It's a gift from me to you.
Why, thank you, but don't think that's going to make me a soft negotiator. Now, what do you want for the clock?
Well, I think $1,400 is a fair market price.
Ah, for you, maybe, but that's full-blown retail. I got to make a profit. $800.
Oh, I couldn't go that low. Maybe $800 if it was chipped and didn't run. I'll go down to $13. I know I could get 13 on an online auction.
Plus shipping costs, a commission to the online auction site. Guarantees, returns.
All right. 1,200, and that's as low as I want to go.
You got a little chip here on the side.
What adds character?
The finish is showing some cracking.
That shows it's old. Fine patina.
100, 200, 300, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 900, 1,000. 1,000 and Ben Franklin's cash on the table.
That's really tempting.
All right. I hate to do this, but that's why they call me Loony Louie. Tell you what I'll do. I know you got your eye on this little baby. We're $300 apart. Meet me halfway, and I'll take $150 off on this. Now, the price I'm asking is non-negotiable, so you can take the $150, or you can take the clock with you.
So, $1,150 and $150 off this. Louie, you got yourself a deal.
Great! Step over here and let's do the paperwork.
Boldabar Shuttle, you have negative drift. Please prepare for capture.
Negative drift. Lock and pins are green.
Shuttle capture in 3, 2, 1.
Green light.
Copy. Green light. Pressurizing airlock.
Shuttle, will you or your crew be boarding?
Negative on that, Commander. Just one passenger.
Copy that. We'll send you digital confirmation of delivery once she is aboard.
Copy.
We have equilibrium. Airlock opening.
Lenora, welcome aboard the BSS. George, mute your comm with the shuttle.
Muting comms.
We sound all hands for anyone boarding the station. It's a tradition. You won't need to get too comfortable. The deep space STIP will be docking in one sleep cycle. I suggest you get some sleep. Follow me.
Do you know anything about where I'm going?
All I can tell you is that 310 has set up some really good people. Lieutenant Vlad was up for 2 consecutive tours. Super guy. A little chatty, but trustworthy.
What about Tony Simon? What's he really like?
He's very professional, straight to the point, and has a pretty dry sense of humor. Why do you ask?
He's about the only person from there that I've interacted with. We haven't had the best relationship.
So I've heard. Well, here you go. It's a small place, but you have everything you need. I suggest you strap in and get some shut-eye.
Thank you, Commander Sims. I think small was an understatement.
Lenora, it is indeed small, but if you need anything, just call out George, and I can assist you. I know you are fond of a certain caffeinated beverage. Would you like one now, or when you awake?
When I wake? And how did you know what I like to drink?
I have a full file on you, going back to your birth, in fact.
What? Why do you have a file on me? Does the IDF spy on everyone?
Full files are kept on all IDF family members. Your parents were IDF members.
Were, George. My mother was killed by friendly fire, and my father died in the war. I have nothing but contempt for the IDF. Both of my parents are dead because of them.
Not both, Lenora. One of them is still alive.
What shocking revelation does Robo 4 have for Lenora? Will Jaffra collect the bounty on Wi-Fi, and will Barnes' plan to bug Crazy Louis be successful? What's the future for Tony Simon? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Realignment.